Hey everyone, it's episode 106 of My 123 Cents, the podcast. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I worked, but did spend time with my family. Black Friday was fun. After I got home from work, we went and saw Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. That was a fun movie. So if you're a Harry Potter fan, I would definitely recommend checking that out as well. And then I got locked into, and I'm still locked into, and have torn myself away for a little bit, the Every Simpsons Ever Marathon on FXX. Huge Simpsons fan, so I'll get back to watching that in just a little bit. But I wanted to record the intro for this week's podcast. The show this week is with Jay Wellington Beauregard. He is a manager in the independent wrestling scene, specifically here in Southern Illinois, a part of Stride Pro Wrestling. And he manages the former Stride Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion, Axe Allwirt, who will be getting a rematch of sorts in a Fatal 4-Way Saturday night, December 10th. If you live in Southern Illinois, Western Kentucky, Southeast Missouri, if you're within driving distance, even St. Louis, come to this show. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's the Christmas show, but it's also a Star Wars theme. Stride Pro Wrestling champion Heath Hatton and general manager Sam Hunter, both big Star Wars fans. So Hunter has given Heath an early Christmas present by making it a Star Wars themed night. So wear your Star Wars paraphernalia. I'll have mine on. It's going to be a big night, a lot of fun, some great matches. Jerry Travelstead will defend the Legacy title for the very first time against Scott Phoenix, who is another charge of Jay Wellington Beauregard. So Jay and I go into kind of his, I guess I can call him Jay, dig into his past in professional wrestling here in Southern Illinois, how he trained, where he trained, and what he is looking forward to in the future. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Kind of a quiet week. I actually have not gotten caught up on Raw and SmackDown. I do know that Goldberg is the first entrant into the 2017 Royal Rumble. I have a blog up over at my123cents.com about Goldberg and Lesnar from Survivor Series, which was just last week. I'm pretty critical of Goldberg. I'm not a huge fan of Goldberg, so I will put that disclaimer out there. As the week has gone on, I have digested what has happened and have come to accept it a little bit more. I'm still not huge on how quickly the match ended. I get that they're going for shock value and wanted something different, and this is definitely giving the fans something different. So I will continue to be patient, and I will wait and see. Heath Hatton, if you're listening, I know he gives me a hard time all the time about my disdain for Goldberg. And I'm not one of those fans who throws his hands up in the air and says, I'm canceling my network subscription and I'm not going to watch anymore. I will continue to watch. I have watched for more than 30 years. I have been through the ups and downs. I lived through Abe Knuckleball Schwartz and the T.L. Hopper and Freddie Joe Floyd through that era of wrestling. So I will make it through a 2017 Goldberg championship run if that's where they end up going with this. So Chad and I will talk more about that in the weeks to come. Of course, the Cinti Awards will close out the year of 2016. So if there are any wrestlers or superstars, angles, managers, whatever you want to see included in the Cinti Awards, be sure to let us know. And be sure to like and share this podcast on your forms of social media, and follow me specifically, but follow my 123 cents as well on Twitter and Facebook. But if you follow me at Kevin Huntsberger on Twitter and at Kevin underscore Huntsberger on Instagram, I am trying in 2017, one of my goals is to get my own page or my own shop on Pro Wrestling Tees. And I have some designs that I want to get out there and be a part of that. But you have to have 5,000 combined Twitter and Instagram followers. So if you're on Twitter or Instagram, give me a follow. Let me know that you're doing it because you heard it here on the podcast, and we'll chat more. But my goal is to get a store. I'm not going to say I'm close, but I'm a lot closer than I have ever been before. With I haven't looked at every month I total it up, and I'm pretty close. I think to I'm more than halfway there. So I do know that. So be sure to check Twitter and Instagram. I'll have the links here in the section right up on Jittery Monkey and on iTunes. So as always, thanks again. I give thanks to all of you every day, not just on Thanksgiving, but hopefully y'all had a great holiday and Christmas is just around the corner. Whatever other celebrations you are going to be doing this holiday season, do them safely and have a lot of fun. And check out Craft Beerkins as well. Maybe get some ideas for drink selections for your upcoming festivities. Thanks, everyone, and we'll talk again on the other side with Jay Wellington Beauregard from Stride Pro Wrestling.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, we are back, and as promised in the intro, I am joined by Stride Pro Wrestling manager Jay Wellington Beauregard. Mr. Beauregard, it is an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, Kevin, I actually did, and I know it is an honor and pleasure for you to have me on your show.
Well, you are right about that, and I do know you have been kind of in and out of the pro wrestling scene in Southern Illinois. Tell our listeners a little bit about Jay Wellington Beauregard. What do folks maybe not know about you?
Well, one thing sometimes I think people try to say that I haven't paid my dues. Well, actually, I have been involved in pro wrestling off and on since 2005, which I trained at the Absolute Pro Dojo in Missouri. And in 2006 is when I actually debuted as a manager. And whenever the opportunity strikes my fancy, since then, over the last 10 or 11 years, if I see someone that I want to take on as a client and the opportunity presents myself, I pursue it.
Now, you mentioned training in 2005. Were you training to wrestle or were you training to be a manager?
I actually did both. I trained with, my trainer was Don Davis Jr., and I trained with the likes of Justin the Juice Smart and Playboy Paul Rose and Louis Dynamite. So I did train, you know, and did the wrestling, but the managerial expertise, of course, has always been my thing. So that's what I was actually pursuing.
And you have had, since I've known you, since I guess probably about 2012 or so, you've had a relationship with the old school warrior Axe Allward. So talk a little bit about that relationship and how you two came to know one another.
Correct. We actually probably met around the first year, which would have been 2006, that I actually began managing. But, of course, then my longtime personal friend and one of the most honest and humble men that I know, Gaylord Stevens, was one of the mainstays as a manager in Southern Illinois. And, of course, he always, you know, handled Axe's career. But on a few occasions when Gaylord wasn't able to, I would step in even back then and manage Axe. But it wasn't until, as you mentioned, the same year you had the pleasure of meeting me in 2012 is when I actually joined in AAPW, joined Gaylord and Axe, and we became a stable of our own and dominated there for some time. So it's been quite a while, you know, as far as relationship has been, you know, with Axe. I mean, we've always been there for each other whenever one or another the other needs help, and we have become friends and have formed an awesome business relationship, which I think shows in each and every match that he has.
Now, I've got to assume when the relationship in AAPW started, there was a talk of some money exchanging hands and whatnot, and we haven't seen Gaylord Stevens in quite some time. I'm assuming
the check you wrote to get Axe's contract has given Gaylord an opportunity to move on and leave the area, and I would assume maybe sitting on a beach somewhere in a tropical location.
You're correct, Kevin. Gaylord, we speak to him from time to time, and he's done very well. And, of course, for security concerns, I can't say any of the locations, but as he would like to say, if he was speaking to us, you know, undisclosed locations, you know, and he's just enjoying retirement right now, but you never know, one day, you know, Gaylord himself, along with his umbrella, might make an appearance, but right now, he's just taking a nice, well-deserved break.
Yeah, Gaylord Stevens is an interesting individual, and I do actually miss him from time to time, but you had also mentioned, you know, managing others, and in Stride Pro Wrestling, it is Damage Incorporated are your charges, which include Brandon Walker, Homicidal Steven Davis, and a newcomer, Scott Phoenix. What was it about Phoenix that caught your eye, struck your fancy, as you like to say, that made you want to sign him and make him a member of Damage Inc.?
Well, like I said, the first time I actually accompanied Scott to the ring was, I'm pretty sure, his second professional wrestling match. Of course, that was the one and only, these people's hero, the person that's been a thorn in my side, as I always refer to him as, Heath Patton, was his second match, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had met Scott, and there's just an intensity. When you first look at him, people may think, well, this guy's not very big, maybe he's not very talented. Well, they're totally wrong. He has an intensity that I haven't seen in a very long time that, you know, you see in people like Axe Allwart. And, you know, if I just, as you mentioned, it really did strike my fancy when I met him. And in that first match, even though, yes, he did not come out victorious, you know, but he is just getting started. So I just, everyone bear with me and, you know, give him a chance. You know, there's just an intensity about him, and you know, he's very athletic, you know, and I just see him going a long way. As you know, he proved in what's I think his third, fourth match recently at Stride, when he won a match to go on to get a title shot at the Legacy Championship.
Yeah, he defeated three other men at the Redbird Rumble in West Frankfort in November. Now on December 10th, he has earned an opportunity, and maybe, as you mentioned, you know, third or fourth match, this may be one of the fastest rising title opportunities that I've seen, and I know in Stride's history. So he's going to be stepping in there against Jerry Travelstead for the Legacy Championship on Saturday night, December 10th. It's also a Star Wars theme that night. It should be a lot of fun, but how do you now get this young man who, you know, as we mentioned, has less than probably half dozen matches under his belt, how do you gear him up and get him ready for a championship match?
He's been training very hard, day and night, getting mentally psyched, getting physically ready. And this Jerry guy, no offense, you know, I've seen what he can do. He kind of reminds me of Heath Patton. You know, everyone is, yay, he's so wonderful, blah, 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 blah. That does not strike my fancy whatsoever. And I think, no offense to Jerry, but he's just a bump in the road to Scott's title opportunity and soon-to-be title win when he defeats Jerry and becomes the Legacy Champion.
You also have another championship opportunity on December 10th as Axe lost in a Falls Count Anywhere match. And you actually got roughed up a little bit in that match, too, with Heath Hatton, who you've mentioned as a thorn in your side. What is the beef with Heath Hatton?
Heath Hatton is a very talented person. I'm not going to take that away from him. He's did very big things in his career. He's very popular. but he strikes me as very arrogant. I mean, we come out there, two honest and humble individuals, speaking of Axe and myself, and we're booed, and we're treated with all this disrespect, and then he can walk out and clap one time and raise his hand, and these people just lose it. And I've never understood that. And as you mentioned yourself, and it's not the first time he has assaulted me, you know, I was just getting in the ring, trying to get a better view of the action, and he attacked me once again. And now, after this bum referee, Lane Austin, he's supposedly, from the footage that I reviewed, got knocked out. To me, it looked like he was just taking a nap on the outside of the ring, and Axe clearly delivered the pile driver, was sent for the 1-2-3, and in my book, it was just a streak of luck for Heath that he picked up the victory, which led to his title win. But it's going to be very short-lived, because the first and longest reigning Stride Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion, Axe Allward, will not only deliver one, not only two, but three pile drivers come December 10th to reclaim his Stride Pro Wrestling heavyweight championship.
I've got to assume by that you mean because this is a fatal four-way match. Chris Hargis and Big Roger Mathis, who have had quite a grudge going on in Stride, are also a part of that match. So Axe has got three guys who are, you know, at the top of their game, so to speak. I know Axe is leaner and meaner than he's ever been, too. So how are you getting the former champ prepared and ready? Because, you know, he could beat Roger Mathis. He could beat Chris Hargis. So there's three guys who have three different skill sets in there that Axe is going to have to overcome.
Correct. And as we speak, Axe is back in Lewisville. He's eating right. He's training daily, just like Scott Phoenix. He's gearing up. And as far as I'm concerned, these three individuals, and Mr. Heath Hatton included, might as well just march out to the ring, stand in line like little kids waiting for their milk in the lunch line, each receive a pile driver, and lay down and let the rightful champion, the old school warrior Axe Allward, reclaim his gold.
Now, you mentioned Heath Hatton specifically as kind of being a thorn in your side. Someone else who you've kind of gone toe-to-toe with is Stride Pro Wrestling General Manager Sam Hunter. How were you able to get Axe into this championship rematch? Because I know Sam has not been your biggest proponent, your biggest fan, or Axe's for that matter, and I think the feeling is mutual.
Yes, definitely. I don't see, again, just like I mentioned with Heath Hatton and the fans, it's the same thing with this general manager, Sam Hunter, and the fans. People just seem to love him, and he has this problem with Axe and myself, which neither one of us can figure out. It seems like at the beginning or somewhere in every show, he brings us out to the ring and scolds us like little children, which we do not understand because we always play by the rules, as you know and everyone else knows. And he always makes everything difficult, which sometimes I can't help but wonder if there's some kind of partnership between him and Heath Hatton because of all the happenings that have happened lately, which I think it was only a step away from Sam Hunter might as well have taken a golden platter, put the belt on it, and handed it to Heath. Because, no offense to you, Kevin, but you were even supposedly the holder of the contract, and every so often Sam would pull something out about another clause and about another this and about another that in between eating another fish stick, which he reeks of all the time. And in the match, after a move, laid both men out, the 10 count from the dumbbell. That is referee Lane Austin. I give him credit. He did do this correctly. The 10 count was made. The match was over. It was a draw. What happened? Oh, Sam Hunter decides to start the match back. Well, there was your first mistake. And then later on, it was something else. And it was something else. And it was something else. So to answer your question, to sum it all up, what is this Sam Hunter idiot's problem with us? I don't know. I think there is some inner workings between Heath Hatton and Sam Hunter, maybe in the even the referee, and no offense, Kevin, sometimes I wonder about you too, that everyone is against Axe when all he is doing is trying to be an example for all the ladies, the gentlemen, and the children that come to the Stride Pro Wrestling shows, showing them what an honest and humble man he is, and someone for us all to look up to.
Well, I can assure you I am not on any collusion with Heath or with General Manager Hunter or referee Lane Austin, but might I suggest that this could be a case of, you know, you are usually opening your checkbook and kind of riding your way out of uncomfortable or sticky situations, and you have found some men with an integrity and a backbone who aren't ruled by the almighty dollar, and perhaps that's where the problem is, that these men are honest men and want to get in there and wrestle and put on a good show for our fans.
I guess you could be on to something there, Kevin, even though I sensed a little spice in your statement there, but I'm going to let that slide by. I guess maybe possibly I could, you know, bake a nice platter of fish sticks for Sam. I don't know if that would strike his fancy. Maybe he would start treating Axe and myself with more respect. I mean, he should be honored that a manager of my status, J. Wellington Beauregard, and the one and only, the old school warrior Axe Allwork, who has been in this business for years when he was probably still a kid in jogging pants, sitting behind a computer, typing away their little opinions, thinking that they know everything about the business, putting down another fish stick, and he should be honored to have us in his company that he's running, and he continues to disrespect us. But as far as this, maybe they're these honest, respectable men, maybe they can't be, you know, blah, 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 blah. Maybe so, but they're all going to be put in their place once again come December 10th when Axe Allwork becomes a two-time Stride Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion.
So that's, I guess that's kind of where we'll leave things. Obviously a big show coming up on December 10th. Now, I know that Heath is a big Star Wars fan and is, you know, as the champion, General Manager Sam Hunter is kind of giving him an early Christmas gift and calling it a Star Wars themed night. So is Axe Allwork going to partake in any kind of Star Wars festivities that night, or is he going to be strictly to the book and try to get business done and win back his championship?
Well, that will, we'll just leave that to be seen, Kevin. I will reveal that that night, I can't speak for Axe, but I will be wearing all black. Of course, we all know how well-known I am for all of my glamorous outfits. I think your favorite is the mustard color, am
yes,
I correct?
That is correct.
I will be wearing all black that night, and you can call it Darth Vader, you can call it Star Wars, you can call it whatever you want. But I will be calling it, I am in mourning because of the disrespect that I am shown over and over and that Axe is shown over and over by the likes of Sam Hunter and Heath Hatton. But yes, our focus is the title, and Axe and I plan to bring it back to not only my stable, but back to all his friends and family in Willisville.
Well, there could be lots of gold coming back to Damage Inc. It is Axe Allwork and Heath Hatton as well as Chris Hargis and Roger Mathis, a fatal four-way for the Stride Pro Wrestling Championship, and Scott Phoenix gets a shot at the Legacy Championship. Jay Wellington Beauregard, good luck to you. Any closing thoughts, any final words as we get ready to wrap up this week's show?
I just invite everyone to come out to Marion to the mall on December the 10th. You will not only see Jay Wellington Beauregard in a glamorous black outfit, you will see him lead Scott Phoenix to the Legacy Championship, and you will see Axe Allwork regain the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. And I cannot think of anything better to strike my fancy or anyone else's than that. What a Christmas present for everybody. I don't even think Santa Claus himself could do any better than that.
It could be an early Christmas for Damage Incorporated. Mr. Beauregard, thank you so much for taking some time to spend here on My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast.
Oh, no problem. I know it struck my fancy, and I know it has yours, and I will see you December 10th. And until then, ta-ta.
Ta-ta for now, and my fancy has been stricken. Folks, thanks so much for listening. We will see you Saturday night, December 10th, at the CMA Dojo at the Illinois Star Center Mall.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.